My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is even more important today than any other time. And I think the main reason is because of the way that we live our lives today and the fluency and the privilege we have of living it the way we want to live it, it leads us down some kind of unhealthy roads. And I think we are now seeing many of the one-time old age geriatric conditions that affected only the older sector of our community at one time, now affecting everybody down to their very younger years. So it means that we have more things coming at us. How much are we responsible for? Probably a lot of it. But nonetheless, we need to be able to know how to keep ourselves healthy, how to work more proactively, how to be more preventive in our life, and maybe how to be more aware. With that awareness and with those ideas comes confusion and misinformation, because there's so much information today that we have to be able to learn how to disseminate. Otherwise, you end up spending a lot of money and a lot of time and energy on something that might not be even the path you should be thinking of following. So what I've done on this show for a very, very long time, well over 3.5 decades, is provide you with information that I think can be life-changing today more than any other time. I bring you the best guests in the industry, and we always have topics that are relevant for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things that are important for us to be discussing and touching on, and many times they're exactly the things that we don't spend enough time talking about. So sometimes it gets, you know, uncomfortable to talk about good health. And sometimes it gets a little awkward when we have to be honest with ourselves about our health. Both are normal human reactions, but the thing is, they're still important. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, the relevant topics, the best guest in the industry, and it's all about getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy here on the Staying Healthy radio show. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast, they're archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can go and click on the archive icon, go to the section where all of the shows are listed, and go day by day if you choose, and download the shows and listen to the ones that you need to listen to or want to listen to when it is convenient for you. Try to make sure that we have this good information coming at you, because then we can make better decisive decisions and maybe even have a better dialogue with our medical practitioners. Part of the information, part of the selection, part of the peace of mind is knowing where to go to get the best products to get the job done. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, not just because they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade, but because what's inside the walls of the store, an awesome selection, always fully packed with the best of the best products from the best companies who think of us, the consumer, first, as well as the most knowledgeable staff, giving the best customer service you can possibly achieve anywhere in a full service environment, dishing out peace of mind every single day. Go to Stay Healthy. I think you'll be glad you did, because I guarantee you, you'll be heading on the right course. And you'll also feel good about this healthy journey that you're finally starting. Or you've been on for a while, but you just need a little support, maybe to kind of steer you in a more healthy direction that's going to be more effective for what you're trying to get done. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email address on the webpage, and you will be privy to all kinds of good stuff, coupons, information, up-to-date news information, as well as newsletters, all that good stuff, just for entering your email. Remember, it's stayhealthylasvegas.com. And, of course, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to the store every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking with Bruce Topping. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He is a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his amazing wealth of knowledge, he is a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life, and is Garden of Life's probiotic and enzyme expert. I would say he's an expert on everything they have, because we talk about it all here on the show, and, you know, he has an amazing style of teaching and educating where you just kind of feel like you're sitting in a living room talking with friends. You just happen to be learning a whole bunch, and that's a good thing. He is currently authoring a book on digestive health, and he's a popular guest on several radio shows, but we get him twice a month, so we are lucky for that. Help me introduce my guest, Bruce Topping. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here.
I saw a cool article on the Stay Healthy website today about they're linking diabetes with broken bones, right? And they're looking at how a lot of times people are tracking this big marker called A1C, right? And everyone who's a diabetic is very intimately familiar with this, because it's really a measurement of how damaged your blood is from the sugar, right? And of course, diabetics have really high levels of A1C, and it's really scary and dangerous. But I thought, for how this tied into our show today, you know, I know we're going to talk about ketogenic diets and all the cool stuff, all this amazing, it's like a frontier of research. But even today, just popping open the Stay Healthy website, I always go there. There's lots of cool information and links. And yeah, today there was one linking how blood sugar is not just about your eyes and your nerves and whether you can feel your feet, or whether, you know, it's scary to think about how blood sugar and insulin are so tied to all these problems, whether it's neurodegenerative, like Alzheimer's type concerns, which is now the big one, or whether it's cancer, because we're now seeing that high blood sugar tends to increase cancer growth, most of them anyway. We're seeing that blood sugar is tied to all these major problems. And here I pull open the Stay Healthy website, and today's article is on yet another one we can throw on the heap that we don't necessarily think of being tied to blood sugar. And the reason I'm bringing this up, of course, is that I think this is one of the reasons so many people are interested in keto, is because it just drops your blood sugar and your insulin better than any other strategy that we currently know of in medicine. It's amazing.
You know, interesting thing, you know, keto has been kind of hot for a little while now. And, you know, we've gone through so many trends over the years. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is the confusion that goes along with these new ways of eating and living. And, you know, I think sometimes there's just a lot of parameters, and there's a lot of things that I think people just get overwhelmed with. And it's just so easy to slide back to where they were before, because it's, you know, it's like climbing stairs when you're doing something new, but sliding back is sliding back. It's always a lot easier to slide down the slide than it is to climb up the ladder, you know. So maybe you could do me a favor and make keto easy to understand, and then we can talk about all the cool tools you got.
Yeah, sure, man. I'll try. You know, I think keto, just to dive in, it's really this whole way of trying to oxidize fat, right? We're basically trying to get your body to burn all its fat and use fat for fuel. And most of the time, you know, the reason that's so special is because most of the time, all of us are using sugar as our predominant fuel. Like, we're living in this modern environment that is different from our ancestors, right? You think about what your primitive great-great-great-great-grandmother and grandfather ate. And it sure wasn't a bag of cookies and cakes and pasta and cereal and TV dinners, right? Of course, we all know that. And I think what we're basically learning is that modern food is so professionally crafted and so fun to eat. And we've made all the foods. I mean, even like an apple today compared to an apple 500 years ago, the modern one is a bag of sugar, right? Like we've hybridized and grafted and selected and carefully bred the apple and the banana and the orange and pretty much all the other food in order to be really fun to eat and really marketable and better able to be stored and transported and all these other industrial concerns. And now we have more obese people on Earth than starving people for like the first time in human history over like thousands of years. We finally have arrived, right? And the people that are alive today, you know, the ones of us that are alive today, are the ones who are the best at storing calories, Jess. I always think about that, and it, like, kind of terrifies me that we're the ones who made it through all the famine. And so keto is this, I think I can forgive people for seeing it as a fad, because like you just said, Jeff, there's, like, a billion dietary fads, and it seems like every 15 minutes there's, like, some new guru popping up on the, you know, television circuit to tell us that everything we know is wrong, right? That's the usual kind of marketing ploy. And I'll say that keto is definitely not a fad. This was developed 100 years ago as the primary diet. This was the primary medical intervention by the Mayo Clinic, this diet, the ketogenic diet. This was the primary thing to control epilepsy and seizure disorders for a very, very long time, right? So we should all frame it as that, like, that's where this diet came out of. It was a huge amount of research and a lot of careful studies looking at how we can help people's brains who are having seizure disorders and epileptic symptoms, right? And today, when we're looking at ketone research, a lot of it's done by NASA. A lot of it's done by the Army and the Department of Defense. And essentially, they're looking, those types of groups like NASA and the Army, they are looking at why ketones heal the brain. And the basic gist of it is that ketones, they're acids, they're fuel sources, right, to back up. They are acidic molecules that carry a lot of ATP, which is fuel, right? So basically it's a really dense, high-octane fuel, you could say, and we make it from fat in our bodies. And the reason the Army and NASA and all these other researchers are so excited is that ketones are like the most steady fuel that we know of to energize the brain cells and the heart cells, and especially really energize all these nerve pathways. And the basic gist is that going on a ketogenic diet really drops the amount of sugar in your blood, and that means all these other markers change. It drops your insulin level, which changes the way we store fat, the way we energize all these brain cells. I mean, it is actually very profound. We're doing a major metabolic switch, and we're trying to oxidize and burn up all the fat and switch over that for our fuel. And it has a whole cascade of other hormonal changes that end up being really profound for even things like hunger or whether your circuits in your brain are active and firing correctly, which for some people means the difference between them being able to put on their pants in the morning or recognize their own face in the mirror. I mean, it gets pretty serious. So I know that wasn't maybe the 101 you were looking for, Jeff, but that's how I sort of frame it. We're trying to look back at ancient 100-year-old research about how to energize our nerves and our brain cells, and we're now applying that to a much bigger field of research, and it's being funded by some of the biggest groups in the world right now, such as the Department of Defense. So pretty incredible.
Well, no, it is. It is. You know, if you had to answer in a question or maybe in a sentence or so, Atkins or high protein, low carb versus keto, mm-hmm. big difference mm-hmm. or little difference?
I would say Atkins is kind of a slight version of a ketogenic diet. Typically, the classical ketogenic diet restricted carbs a lot more than the Atkins induction phase. Right? So the Atkins induction phase was like the brutal beginning of that diet, for those that might not remember or never read the book. When you went on the Atkins diet, like back in, you know, the 70s or 80s when everyone was reading those books, they basically went on a really low-carb diet. Like we're talking 20 grams a day or under, which is pretty darn low. But here's the thing. The classical ketogenic diet even cut that in half. I mean, it was like a 10-gram or 5-gram a day diet in terms of carbohydrate value, which is basically a no-carb diet. I mean, we're talking like you're eating bacon and avocados and fish and, you know, heavy dairy products perhaps, you know, cream. And it's really intensely heavy in fat. And a lot of times they would even restrict protein. They didn't want you to have huge doses of protein because our bodies can actually make sugar out of protein, which can throw us out of the ketone-generating pathway. You know, the whole point here is to try to make our liver burn fat for fuel. And if we're getting too much protein, there's a little side door that allows us to make more sugar, which kind of breaks the whole ketone process. So, too much protein can throw us out. And I'll say that the Atkins diet was slightly different, although in a lot of its basic thrust, it was very much the same. It was all about trying to turn on ketosis, which is essentially the use of fat as our primary energy source. And I always want to be careful there. I know, Jeff, we should probably mention that ketosis has almost nothing to do with diabetic ketoacidosis. Right? Like, I think people, when they hear about these diets, when they hear about ketones and they hear about ketosis, they might, you know, we might forgive them for mistaking it for a really serious medical condition that kills people and is going to damage your kidneys and shut down your liver. Diabetic ketoacidosis is something that diabetics can experience when they have, you know, unchecked levels of acids being thrown into their bloodstream. And this is not really a big concern on the ketogenic diet. I've never heard of a single case report. It takes like 10 or 20 times the level of ketones that you can possibly get from doing this diet as you would find in a ketoacidosis type of patient, meaning it's, we're nowhere near those thresholds. And as long as you don't have diabetes, this really is probably, you shouldn't even worry yourself or even think about diabetic ketoacidosis. Ketosis is something that all humans actually experience. You just miss a meal, just go fast for a day, and you will be in ketosis. And there will be no concern of you going into diabetic ketoacidosis. So I just want to put people's fears to rest here on this one, Jeff. If they're going to do this ketogenic diet and they're not diabetic, then they don't have to worry. Now, there are other things we should mention that they do have to worry about. Like, if your liver is really broken, if your ALT enzyme counts are like off the chart, you know, you have a distended liver and you know you don't break down fat very well, well, then that might be a problem. Or you have major thyroid issues and you have every symptom in the book, that might be an issue. Or if you have super high cortisol, that can be an issue. But in general, those are not common, right? That's not your average bear. And so I'll say that keto diets are actually really good to try for so many people that are struggling with weight loss or really trying to help their nervous system or heal their nerve pathways. Ketogenic diets are incredible for those.
You know, when I was at Stay Healthy, I saw that Marge got in the new keto products, and they're right up front, and some of them looked awesomely interesting. So we need to dive into these. And remember, the products at Stay Healthy, the Garden of Life products, are anywhere from 25 to 35% every day. So you'll get great prices. And always ask to see if they have any coupons available as well, because they'll put those right on top of the sale price. So that being said, talk about the Keto Fit Weight Loss Shake. Is this a meal replacement?
Yeah,
it is.
That's actually what I had this morning, Jeff. So I'm glad you're talking about it.
How is it?
Yeah. It is like it's like drinking melted ice cream for breakfast.
No, it's not. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So the main ingredient is butter. I mean, that should tell you something right off the bat.
All righty.
So it's butter powder. I used the chocolate one, which was ridiculous. It's so chocolatey. And you mix it with water, which feels weird. I mean, for somebody that's been in this industry for most of my life, and I've used, gosh, I don't know, hundreds of different protein products over the years, the ones that we've made as a company, ones that other brands have made, I've tried them all. And I almost never in the history of my career have I mixed water in with these powders. That's normally just not fun. But this is one that you do, because if you add milk, it actually throws off your carb counts and kind of break you out of the ketone process. But yeah, it's amazing in terms of how fatty and filling it is. I mean, it crushes your hunger. Like, I mean, I challenge people to eat keto meal or keto fit, and then I challenge them to eat within 3 hours. Like, you're full, all that fat. I mean, I am definitely not hungry. And the thing is that it's really got all these special boosters in there. Like, I definitely feel the effect of the caffeine. I'm not a big caffeine guy, so 50 milligrams for me is really significant. Like, I definitely feel a little mentally sped up. But the reason coffee also has such benefits for this whole plan is that it speeds up the liver's production of ketones. So your liver is like a little engine. When you take this product, we're turning your liver into a little engine that's pumping out ketones into your bloodstream. And that means you're getting lots of fuel for all the cells, and it's a really steady fuel. This isn't sugar we're talking. This is ketones. And ketones are going to be a really steady fuel source for your brain cells and your heart cells and muscle cells. So typically, when you take Keto Fit, you might have this kind of urge, like an impulse to be active. You might want to have, like, start a new project or some intellectual task. Maybe you want to write an article or handle that phone call or debt process you were procrastinating on. It just seems to kind of wake up all these circuits of my brain, and it also kind of makes me want to work out, to be frank. It's Keto Fit is a meal replacer, but it's got special stuff in there, including some special coffee berry. It's not actually coffee beans. It's the fruit, which are much higher in antioxidants. Huh. It's super dense polyphenol. And we also have ashwagandha to help their adrenal glands and tamp down stress hormones because, you know, as I mentioned before, high cortisol is going to throw a big monkey wrench into the ketone production in your liver, right? We really want you to burn fat, and if you're way too stressed out, then that ain't going to happen. All your stress hormones are going to interrupt the process. And so we want special herbs in here to kind of help the stress pathways in terms of our adrenal corticosteroids. So we have ashwagandha. And then finally, we actually use green coffee bean extract. This is to set up the liver to burn fat. So there's some special stuff in here, but it's really a meal replacer that is meant to push back hunger, give you a really high fat, low carb, and have all the macronutrients dialed and labeled really carefully so that it's easy. There's no math. You just mix and drink it.
Now, on this kind of a program, would you have this once a day? Would you have it twice a day? Where does it fit in? Because I know we're talking a little different now, so...
Yeah, I'd say the morning.
Morning.
Got caffeine. So typically once a day, usually in the morning. I think some people can do it twice a day. And we haven't talked about Keto Meal, which is our other meal replacer. It doesn't have all the special boosters in there, and it doesn't have caffeine. So if you're looking for a nighttime meal, I would recommend Keto Meal. But if you're looking for the morning boost and you want extra help getting you into ketosis and you want extra help burning fat and extra help tamping down some of these stress hormones, then I would recommend Keto Fit. Now, if you don't need that stuff, like you're like, I don't deal with stress. My liver's already pretty darn good at burning fat. And, if you got all that going on, then you can just go with Keto Meal, which is our other meal replacer. And it's a similar mix, slightly different. But I'll say that both of them, you're not going to be mad about the flavor, let me tell you. It's milk and butter. It's actually milk protein. It's a whey isolate. We use the best protein you can find in terms of the most complete amino acids. And we source this all from sustainable farms where we really have good visibility in their grass feeding. These are not the industrial, quote-unquote, grass-fed. This is real-deal, authentic grass feeding, meaning 300 days a year, no anabolic steroids or growth hormones, really low stocking rates. I mean, we do it right.
Now, this one has 280 calories in it, the meal. The other one has 210. But they both can be used as a meal replacement, but the Keto Fit, probably better in the morning because of the energy booster and the caffeine and the green coffee. I mean, so there's things in there to kind of get you going. Where
okay.
Now, the meal, is that a once a day or can that be twice a day?
Yeah, you could do these twice a day. I mean, I always want to be clear with people that we don't really want anybody to live on powder products,
right.
I mean, we definitely want you to eat nuts and seeds and avocados, and we want you to, we think there's a lot of other plant foods, like especially green vegetables and cruciferous vegetables. Plants should make up a big part of your diet here. I actually want to throw that caution out very pointedly for any listener who's considering the ketogenic diet. Don't do it by just looking at macronutrients, right? Don't just look at the grams of protein, the grams of fat, because if you're going to get there with, like, pork rinds and whipping cream, yeah, you might technically get there in terms of, like, producing ketones and, technically be in ketosis. And you might even experience some benefits short-term from that type of thing. But that's going to wreck you long-term, right? We definitely need your microbiome to be supported with plant fibers. There's just so many things in plant foods that we need. And we do actually have a lot of plant fibers in our products. And to be clear, it's not that we've missed that. We actually have a lot of acacia gum. And I'll say when I take this product, or when a lot of our coworkers and testing subjects have taken it, they do report that their bowel function is noticeably improved. I mean, we're a digestive health company, Jeff, and I know we've beaten that into the dirt. Everybody knows that. But I want to make sure everybody knows that in our keto products, we didn't neglect that. We definitely want to make sure we support bowel function. But I would say to your question, two meals a day, I think, is about as high as I would go. I really want people to eat at least one meal that's made up of traditional whole foods.
Now, a question comes in for me, and I always kind of wonder about this. You know, do you feel different when you're on the keto? I think a lot of people, from what I hear, they say they have energy. They say they're bouncing off the wall. They're not as bored as they were with, let's say, high protein, low carb. They said that they just feel better. What are you seeing?
To your first point, do you feel different? Everyone's different in terms of every human being has biochemical individuality. I'm never going to say that every human, Jeff, every time will always feel different. There are some people who the changes will be subtle, and there are some people who it is darn near magical. The change, it just lights them up, and all of a sudden their faculties have returned, they're back online, their loved ones are writing books about these changes. It can be incredible. I'll say for me, and personally, anecdotally, I definitely notice when I'm kind of doing the keto process, when I'm actually in ketosis, I just have like a rush of mental energy. It kind of makes me think about the development of this diet. This was really about trying to shuttle huge amounts of ATP into all these nerve cells. And we should point out that your neurons, our brain cells, are the most hungry hog cells that have ever been discovered, and they eat more ATP than anything else in our body. It's insane. And so when you don't get steady fuel to these circuits, then we lose the ability to fire all these electrical impulses that drive our very consciousness. This is what Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and Huntington's really is that we start to lose faculties. And if that goes on long enough, we our brain can no longer even control the heart and the kidneys and the lungs. And this is now like the fifth leading cause of death. So it's not a small problem, and it's growing, right? So this whole idea that we're now learning about how to fuel the brain in a fundamentally new way that actually harkens back to our ancient ancestors is a big deal, and it's not a fad. There are definitely over-exaggerations, and there is a lot of marketing hype that sometimes is despicable. And I'll forgive the listeners for sort of sometimes labeling it a fad when they hear that kind of stuff going on. But this is not a fad, and it really is exciting. But, yes, you will often feel different, and it's just a rush of energy, and you'll notice that your blood sugar is like a rock. Like, doing keto, I think, is the first time I've ever felt like I could go a day and a half and not eat anything and feel fine about that. Just like I could now become a nomad or something. I mean, I think for most Americans, they've never experienced that. They are tied to their blood sugar. And if they miss a meal, it's like a hair trigger. They're nauseous. Their emotions are swinging. They're fatigued. They can't walk a mile. This is not something our ancient ancestors could have survived through. Right? Our modern foods are really hurting us in this sense. So, yeah, ketones definitely make you feel different.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be with Bruce Topping again, representing Garden of Life. And we're going to talk about two more products, butter powder, yeah, believe it or not, and the new organic MCT powder, both of which you're going to be hearing about. But you might as well hear it, right from the horse's mouth. We'll be right back with Bruce Topping and Garden of Life. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients. Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, raw probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of 2 separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of products from Garden of Life, 25 to 35% off every single day. And don't forget, see if they have any coupons available on the products that you're picking up. Stay Healthy, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. They are open today, regular hours. I know a lot of places are closed today in observance of Martin Luther King, but Stay Healthy will be open regular hours today. Butter powder, Bruce. That one threw me for a loop. I get it, but I didn't think I'd ever see it.
We love butter powder because it's actually a rich source of energy. And it's got this really neat fatty acid in it that everyone's now talking a lot about. It's called butyric acid. It's actually what butter was named after. So when you're saying the word butter, that is derived from butyric acid. It's the main type of fatty acid that is found in butter. It's actually found in a lot of other sources on Earth. You can get it in a lot of other places. But butter is the richest source ever found. And beyond that, it's also made in our colon. Even if you've never touched butter, let's say you're a vegan listening to this, well, you're actually making butyric acid in your colon all day long, and that's what our species is really good at for thousands of years. This is actually one of the fuel sources, this particular fat, whether you get it from butter or you make it from intestinal bacteria, like our own microbiome actually makes this type of fat. Whatever way you get it, this molecule, butyric acid, is actually really good at fueling the colon cells. They're called colonocytes. And colon cells are obviously very involved in human health, where everyone today, I think, is pretty well convinced that our microbiome and our colon and our whole digestive tract is actually a huge waypoint, a huge factor when it comes to endocrinology, hormones, or neurology, our brain. These things are all turning out to be much more tied together than we thought 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, I would offer. So, yes, butter powder is actually really going to help your colon and your bowel. It's a rich source of energy. It's easily metabolized, and it's one of the best at turning into ketones. It's a pretty direct shot in terms of the biochemistry involved. It's easy to turn butter into ketones. And so it's got a lot of benefits. And when you take butter powder, it's going to bump up the level of fat without bumping up the level of carbs, without bumping up the level of protein. So it allows you to change the ratio into, like, if you're, say, eating, a smoothie, and it has a little bit of, you know, unsweetened milk in there of some kind. Well, if you added butter powder to whatever that was, now you're adding in fat, right? You're changing the sort of macronutrient ratios. If you look at a pie chart, now fat, the section of fat is now becoming a bigger part of the pie. And this really helps for people that are doing these ketogenic diets, right? We're trying to fuel them from fat. And it's not just the sourcing, it's not just the effect on our body. It's also the sourcing. This is from New Zealand. It's very different from typical butter. You know, and most people see butter in the store. It is not really truly grass-fed. And in fact, even if it claims grass-fed, I'm often dubious because the laws are so under-regulated that they allow all kinds of loopholes. But when you go to New Zealand and you look at what they can do, we're talking 300 days a year on grass, much more bright carotenoids, right? It's a more yellowy butter. If you go to Wisconsin, especially today in January, there's not a lot of grass growing, right? This is not like New Zealand, where you can graze all year round. Wisconsin is where a lot of dairies are, and a lot of Americans get their butter from there, but it's not really the same quality as what we're sourcing for this product. We really want organic, non-GMO, you know, over 300 days a year, but also, you know, long animal lifespans where they get to live in a better environment. They don't get their babies taken away at early ages. They're not moved with shock sticks or fed harsh drugs and fed all kinds of industrial feed. We really want to change the dairy business, Jeff. And I know we've talked about this, but I want people to know that our butter powder is some of the best dairy sourcing and some of the most sustainable farming operations that we can find in the world. And boy, we did a lot of vetting and looking around to make sure we could actually look at all the metrics. So people can feel good about what they're buying in terms of the sustainability and quality of it, too.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to just add this to whatever you want during the day?
Yeah. Butter powder is, you could add this to anything. We have some recipes for it. Some people use it in cooking. A lot of people put it in their smoothies or in their coffee. It's very typical. Doing like that whole keto coffee thing in the morning, you know, it's a way to get a lot of fuel. It's a way to not raise your blood sugar. And it's a way to keep you in ketosis. So it's very popular. A lot of people feel pretty amazing when they add in they drink their coffee in the morning and they add in butter powder, or they add in MCT powder, which we haven't touched on yet, but I know we're about to. And I'll say either of these are generally going to make you feel very not hungry. They're going to blunt your hunger and shut down the craving. But also, you're going to feel that kind of surge of energy. And I should say, there's a caveat here, provided that your liver works.
Yeah, there you go.
Providing your liver does work, and providing your thyroid isn't under attack in some major autoimmune syndrome, which those two things are out there. So there are people who try this ketogenic diet and then find out, wow, why isn't this working? And that might lead them to understand that, oh, it's because my liver really has some kind of an almost, you know, fatty liver stuff going on, or my adrenals are totally out of whack, or my thyroid is under, you know, some autoimmune syndrome. All of these things can be, you know, deal breakers, and you might need to figure those out before we jump into the ketogenic diet. So if you've tried keto and you felt terrible from it, or you felt even worse, or it just didn't work for you, that can happen. And I'll say keto isn't for everybody. There are people who just do better on low-fat, high-carb diets. They're out there. But I think often it's because their liver or their adrenals or their thyroid is not in good, healthy, functioning order. And those things can be fixed. And then we can re-challenge the ketogenic diet. And often then it's like, whoa, this is the benefit that everyone was talking about. That's what they feel.
Huh. Now, MCT, primarily for the energy part of this?
Yeah. So MCTs are really one of the best, the most efficient fats in terms of turning into ketones. This is basically a way to put something into your body that we just know your liver is going to turn right into ketones. It's like the most efficient pathway. So basically, once again, it's kind of like we're turning your liver into a little engine, trying to pump up the ketones. And once you get a sufficient level, once you pump up enough of those ketones into your blood, Well, we call that ketosis, and that's where we're actually driving all these energy demands from fat. You're now oxidizing fat and turning that into energy, and this can have major effects on their metabolism. This can have major effects on their brain. This can have major effects on all these other immune processes. So right now, everyone and their brother is researching this, and there's lots of books and articles about it. But MCTs are really good at allowing you to get into ketosis. And here's the nice thing about them. If you're doing MCT, your liver's so good at this point, you know, you're so efficient at pumping up ketones, that you can even eat a little bit more carbohydrate. And this is, I think, one of the great secrets of the ketogenic diet, that if you're using MCT, these special medium-chain triglycerides, they're basically carbons, like special carbon chains. You find them in breast milk, coconut, palm, about the only places on Earth. But these special molecules, they're so good at going right to the liver and being turned into ketones that it allows you a little more wiggle room on your carbohydrate. It allows you to eat more carbs, you know, not a ton. We're not saying, you know, 50, 80 grams, but, you know, it might give you up to like 30 or 40. And you're, even though you're eating some carbs, which would have normally thrown you right out of ketosis, and your body would have broken out and started breaking down sugar for fuel. Well, when you're doing MCT, the MCTs just go straight into the liver and pump up into the ketones, and that means that it's so efficient that it kind of allows you some wiggle room, a little bit of access on your carbohydrate value. And even though you're eating those carbs, in the face of your liver just pumping up ketones, it doesn't matter. The ketones will swamp the glucose, and it'll still fuel all the energy demands of all the cells in the body, the trillions of cells. So in general, I'll say that MCTs make the ketogenic diet easier. They allow it, you don't have to be the Navy SEAL discipline on your carbs. It allows actually more carbs than even Atkins in some cases, depending on the volume of MCT. What I want to say about MCT, though, is, I know we're getting toward the end of our show, I want to say to start slow. You know, your liver gets accustomed to breaking down different fats and different molecules, and if you've not had MCT since you were breastfed, which might be a long time ago, then your liver is not really efficient right now. It needs to get sort of some practice. So start slow and let your liver have a little bit of training on shifting around its liver enzymes and transport enzymes. And the problem could be, the potential harm here is that if you went and just drank a huge dose of it, you just, you know, gulped down 2 ounces of it, then you're probably going to have loose, urgent stool. You'll be running to the bathroom. And we don't want that to happen. And so I'll recommend starting slow, because we don't want to overwhelm your bile ducts and your liver pathways. So start slow and let your liver adjust. But over the course of a couple of weeks or a month, usually people can ramp it up to, you know, 2 or 3 tablespoons a day. And they find, again, their energy level goes through the roof. They find that their cravings are just shut down. They're not hungry at all. Their cells are not calling for fuel. And they notice that their brain is just, again, has that impulse to be active. They just want to, they feel more stimulated to start new projects or read a book or, you know, do something mentally stimulating. So, yes, MCTs can be a godsend for this whole ketogenic diet plan.
Any flavor to it at all?
Mildly coconutty, but there's not much flavor, no. And I should say, we don't use palm. At Garden of Life, we only source organic coconuts that are table grade, and we don't use any hexane or harsh solvents. This is as clean as it gets in the MCT marketing.
Now, somebody just chimed in. She says, what if I use the MCT powder in my protein drinks throughout the day, but maybe I, you know, mix it in other foods, or can I put it in a water bottle while I'm exercising?
Yeah, there's actually no wrong way. You can actually heat it. You can put it in hot things, even like coffee. You just don't want to cook with it. Like, you don't want to, you know, saute your eggs in the MCT oil, but you could add it to the eggs after you've already cooked them, right? So it's not that heat is going to destroy these, or you can take them with water, or you can put them in icy smoothies. There's really no danger to, you know, how you get them. It's just getting them into your body consistently. That's the thing.
Now, the other thing is, you know, if you're adding the butter, I mean, you said mixing it in food, but I mean, would you add it to cooked food? It's okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can. There's even, okay, you can bake with it.
Oh.
You might go to our website. We have some recipes there. Or you can actually use it in, I've seen people do it in all kinds of methods, even on like popcorn and things like that. So, you know, that wouldn't be a low-carb ketogenic type of recipe. Popcorn, of course, very high in carbs. But I've seen all kinds of things out there in terms of recipes that people are doing. But, yeah, the most common ones that we see right now are smoothies and coffee and a few of the baked goods and recipes that we have. But in general, yeah, there's no wrong way to do it again. I mean, if you could theoretically, you know, put it in a little bit of water and make like a really thick kind of almost soup, I mean, warm that up, and you'd have like a little butter dish or butter oil, it would probably taste pretty darn good, actually.
Can you...
if you like butter.
Yeah, can you... You can't use too much. I'm just trying to stress this because people are saying, you know, we've always been told, you know, cut back on our saturated fats and, now they're thinking goat, have all you want. Well, okay, what's different?
Yeah, what's different is that the science has been more elucidated. In other words, we've really seen that the whole narrative that saturated fat was the big bad wolf, you know, this entire concept that we've all been under for so long, that saturated fat was going to clog our arteries and kill us. It turned out a lot of that was false even in the 40s. You know, it was all based on kind of some bias, some corporate, you know, edible oils lobby trying to make their case that everybody should eat soybean oil and canola oil, and we should definitely get away from animal fats. I think it was commercially fueled, and kind of we were all misled. And so what's changed is that we've all now appreciated the more vast data, the volume of science and the amount of studies is just much bigger. We have more evidence. And we can say, I think, pretty fully now that saturated fats and even dietary cholesterol don't really matter. In fact, the dietary guidelines, the official ones even taught to medical students today, is that Americans shouldn't even track their cholesterol in terms of what's in their food. Like, they're taking cholesterol numbers out of our dietary concerns. Like, if you're going to eat egg yolks in the morning, go ahead and knock yourself out. It doesn't really matter. And I would say the same is true for saturated fats. It's much more complex. You know, the process of generating plaque in our arteries is really about our immune system. It's a cycle of injury and re-injury, and it has very little to do with the amount of saturated fat you eat. In fact, some of the healthiest, most long-lived people in the world, that's the Japanese and the Icelanders, are the world's greatest consumption of fish and seafood. And if you look at seafood, it's actually higher in saturated fat than whole milk. So, you know, here we are in this country telling everybody to avoid whole milk. You know, get your 1% and your skim milk. And meanwhile, the countries that live the longest are like the Gascony region of France or Japan, where seafood and, you know, fatty, cream-heavy foods are actually kind of the cultural moray. That's what people eat. So I think this whole evidence, this whole notion that everybody all along just knew that saturated fat was bad, that was the error. And we have finally corrected that. It's just taken us a couple of generations.
Someone just chimed in. She said, I've been doing the keto for a while. I'll be in to pick up some of these products. They sound awesome because I've been doing it without any product support. I've been slicing a pad of butter and putting it in my coffee in the morning. Is this butter powder the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, the butter powder is basically the same thing. You know, I think the difference is the quality of the butter. This is, I mean, if she was using like Kerrygold or an Organic Valley or one of those, then I think our product is much the same in material. But so many butters are actually not as good as what we're selling. You know, so many dairies are, again, they're in Wisconsin. And if you've ever been to Wisconsin and say, oh, I don't know, January 21st, there ain't much grass growing, right? It's very cold. And what you're doing is you're feeding them supplemental feeds. And even an organic dairy, you're bringing in organic supplemental feeds, organic corn and organic soy and organic alfalfa and stuff like that. And what we do at Garden of Life is we source from dairies that don't use hardly any supplemental feed because they're in climates such as New Zealand or Northern California where they can graze all year round. And so there's better standards and higher carotenoid value, meaning more beta-carotene and more astaxanthin and zeaxanthin, you know, all these cool polyphenol molecules that make the butter appear brighter, yellow in color. Those are actually found in New Zealand butter, even more than the typical butter you would buy in the grocery store. So I'll say, yes, it's materially the same, but ours is probably superior in a lot of the chemical markers and studies.
You know, the thing about this is it seems like you guys are trying to make this easier for people to follow, and I think that's great.
Yeah, but you said it, Jeff. You know, our slogan here is no math, just mix. We put that right on the meal replacers. Because we know that for a lot of people out there, it's hard to do all this math and calculate all your macronutrients and add up how many grams of carbs you've had today and blah, blah, blah. It can be tricky. It can be really worth it, too, I should say. This can change people's lives. But I'll also say that we want to make it easy. And, you know, a few little caveats here at the end. When you're switching your metabolism over, it can be a big deal. I mean, your body can go through all these big shifts. So I just want to throw out there, make sure that you're getting enough electrolytes and enough minerals. Some people will report like muscle cramps or even heart palpitations. Remember, your heart's a muscle. So if you're not getting the proper balance of electrolytes and minerals like potassium and magnesium and chloride, then it's actually really going to throw off all these muscle contractions, and you might have like all kinds of Charlie horsing and super tight muscles that really bother you. So I'll say make sure you're salting your food, make sure you're drinking good water, and that you're eating sources of electrolytes. You know, things like green vegetables should be a part of your diet. You know, broccoli, squash, garlic. You know, there's lots of things that have tons of minerals. Just make sure you're getting those in your diet regularly. Or if you're having trouble, you might even consider supplementing with magnesium or potassium. Those can really help your muscles. The other thing is that if you have thyroid issues, you might consider a cyclical approach. And we haven't touched on that at all today, Jeff, but there is something called carb cycling, where you're doing keto throughout the week, but then one day a week you're eating carbs. And this can actually be really awesome for people that can't quite do the, maybe they're having too many carb cravings or their thyroid doesn't really like it when they do the full-on keto approach. Look into carb cycling, also called the cyclical keto, same thing. And this can really help people lose weight, and it can really be awesome for so many other metabolic issues, including things like the A1C that we saw on your Stay Healthy website, that marker for blood sugar. Lowering blood sugar, lowering insulin is good for almost all human beings on Earth, and so, especially in the West. And so I just want to say, yes, that we're trying to make it easy. We want more people to look at ketogenic diets because we are convinced, and a lot of people we work with, like Dr. David Perlmutter, are darn near evangelical for this. They're evangelists. They want to get out there and tell everybody in the world and shout from the rooftop. And I would say that's because they're convinced of what they have seen and what they've read in all the studies. And at Garden of Life, we take that seriously. We know it's not a fad. We know it's not going anywhere. And we want to make truly what we consider medical-grade products that have the best sourcing to really help people get this done and do it right.
We'll get some questions together for the next show, and we'll go to step two on this. I thank you so much for being here. I wish you good weather and good health, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me today, Jeff. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Have a good day. My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Make sure to check the full line of Garden of Life out at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where they run 25 to 35% off retail every single day. And don't forget to ask for your coupons if there's any available on those products that you are picking. Of course, the keto products, you'll see them up front and center right at the front of the store. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday, and they are open regular hours today. A lot of places are closed for Martin Luther King Day, but they are open regular hours from 9 to 7. Make sure to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email, and you'll be privy to all kinds of good stuff, coupons, specials, and you know, the newsletter, all kinds of stuff, just for entering your email on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And, of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will keep you connected to them every single day. Go to Stay Healthy. Ask your questions. You'll get great answers, and you'll wonder why you haven't been there before. If you've been going there for a long time, you know, you already understand, because you already bring your family members and your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers already. But if it's your first time, ask questions. You're going to get to love these people. They're so easy to work with, and they're going to make sure that your questions are answered completely. Thank you for taking time to tune into the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 till 9 in the morning. If you happen to miss a show, or you want to go back and hear it again, or send a friend to hear a show that you heard you thought they could benefit from, or a guest that brought up a topic that is, you know, near and dear to your heart, or maybe a present situation, it might just be perfect timing. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Just click on the archive icon, download the shows when it's convenient for you, and listen to them on your schedule, on your time. Make sure that when you're on Facebook, let's get connected, let's stay connected. I'll go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, drjeffreyburke.com, and leave your message. I hope you have a great day. Do something awesome for yourself. Check out the great products from Garden of Life at Stay Healthy. And, you know, it's Monday. Take on the day, take on the week. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.